The current political struggle in Ukraine involves two bitter political rivals, President Viktor Yushchenko and Prime Minister Viktor Yanukovych, whose coalition is the largest in the 450-member parliament, or Rada. Earlier this month, Yushchenko dissolved parliament and called for new elections next month. The Ukrainian president made the move after 11 lawmakers defected to Yanukovych's bloc, bringing him closer to the 300-seat majority needed to override a presidential veto. But Yanukovych has described the move as unconstitutional. Ukraine's constitutional court is now trying to resolve the issue. The two men have a history of political confrontation. Yushchenko was elected president in 2004 after hundreds of thousands of his supporters took to the streets to protest the results of an earlier election declared fraudulent by the Ukrainian Supreme Court. That massive protest became known as the Orange Revolution, named after Yushchenko's signature color. The man he defeated for the presidency was Viktor Yanukovych. Russian President Vladimir Putin was deeply involved in the 2004 Ukrainian presidential election. In an apparent effort to sway Ukrainian voters, he traveled twice to the country and openly praised Yanukovych. Robert Legvold, a Ukrainian-Russia expert at Columbia University, says this time around, Mr. Putin has kept out of Ukraine's political crisis, at least publicly. Legvold says even Yanukovych has tempered his pro-Russian stance.
He has been very clear that he's not turning to leaning on or the cat's paw of Moscow. He says he's not even had a conversation with Putin. Instead, he's the one who's talked about Western mediation or some East-West mediation that would involve countries like Austria or even Poland on the one hand and maybe Russia on the other hand. And Putin has been relatively quiet. He's learned something of a lesson.
However, Legvold says other Russian political leaders, such as those in the Duma or Parliament, have openly expressed their views about Ukraine's current political crisis. David Marples, a Ukraine expert at the University of Alberta, says their views are biased.
The Russian Duma has already condemned Yushchenko's decision as unconstitutional, which I think is quite remarkable. I mean, if you can imagine the reverse taking place and the Ukrainian parliament condemning something that Vladimir Putin had done, it wouldn't happen. So Russia made a major error, or rather Vladimir Putin made a major error in 2004 by clearly intervening in the Ukrainian political crisis. Subsequently, he's been much more careful. I think there are elements in the Russian Duma that are not so careful and feel that, you know, Ukraine is really part of their heritage and they are very much concerned with what happens in Ukraine. And there, it's very partisan, very pro-Yanukovych, very anti-Yushchenko. So a very one-sided perspective.
Some Russian commentators have noted similarities between President Boris Yeltsin's October 1993 standoff with Parliament, which ended with Yeltsin's bombing of the Parliament building. Margarita Balmaseda, a Ukraine expert at Seton Hall University, says there are superficial similarities in that it is a confrontation between Ukraine's president and Parliament.
But nobody in Ukraine today is interested in a violent solution to the crisis. There is no likelihood at all that there may be any kind of bombing of the Rada or anything like this. So there might be some parallels, but I think Ukraine has also learned from the Russian experience, and those images of the Russian parliament being shelled by Yeltsin forces, this is not going to happen in Ukraine. None of the sides want this to happen.
Analysts say President Yushchenko cannot afford to use force against Ukrainian lawmakers, because that would be a devastating blow to Ukraine's budding democracy. Andrei Dineshin, VOA News, Washington.